I
remember. Hey, speaking of Big Fatty, he's like 144 pounds. I mean, he's not fat at all. He's got 32 waist pants now. I mean, that's just disgusting. When Big Fatty is thinner than everybody else. Yeah.
I haven't seen pictures of him yet, but I'm waiting to see what he looks like when I see him in person on next week.
Yeah, it's a little, it's like, oh my God. It's very, it's, well, it's just very noticeable. So kudos to, and I don't know what kind of diet he's followed, but it's served him well.
It's kind of like that caveman diet. I think he's like no carbs, no sugar, you know, high protein. It's kind of like Atkins, but it's a little modified from that. And so no breads, no pastas, no cakes and sugar and all that stuff. And that's, no, well, those foods, are all really. My weak things, you know. I'm mm-hmm. just very susceptible to those things.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He's like 144 pounds.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1178 of the BFO for Thursday, the 2th of August, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, we've got things to read to you. Big Fatty, what else have you got? Can you hear those? Can you hear those? Hello, bakers. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, one of you, at least one of you is a baker. Because y'all, Big Fatty, well, I tell you what, y'all, let's just start it off with this. Make a wish, let's share a dream, let's share a heart, and your
wish will come true.
Y'all, the sensei are still coming in. Y'all, this one, I got one today from Tinka. Got it from Tinka, and y'all, we'll just put that in the stack with the rest of them. Y'all will eventually read them all. Y'all, it may take us till grandma. Y'all, because I'm going to tell you something. The outpouring for the census has just been unbelievable. In fact, y'all, I got, the census officially ended Tuesday evening. But y'all got some last minute long forms, that Larkin and Gah in Denver. Y'all, they sent theirs in at the 11th hour, and y'all, I've got to figure out how to do this now. Big Freddy, you fucked it up. Imagine that. Y'all, who else did I hear from? I heard from I don't think I've mentioned this, y'all. It was Dr. Brendanos. I don't know who Dr. Brendanos is, but anyway, he's been away from his Mexican home in the Ark and hasn't had time to do the voice letter part. But y'all, I sent him a long form, and I'm guessing that Dr. Brendanos is a he. It's, you know, even though we're past the end of July, y'all, it's not too late. No, Big Freddy, it's not too late. Don't play the music, though. But y'all also heard from Dennis. Y'all, apparently, Gah in Denver and Dennis in the Colorado Springs, y'all, they were rubbing the late night lamp together. Big Freddy, that's vulgar sounding. But Dennis in the Colorado Springs says, hey, reporter, I need to be counted before blank. I love your little show. I can't wait to meet you in September. You can count on me. Signed, I don't want a census taker knocking down my door unless he's hot, Dennis in the Colorado Springs. And y'all, that's lovely. Dennis, thank you so much for doing that. And y'all, I've just received an e-letter from that Tim in Alaska. Y'all, he's vanished. just vanished. And y'all, I'd like to just read this, what he has to say. He says, "Hey there, not so fat one. Please don't read this on the show. Big Fatty, you knew it said that. You're just trying to make him nervous." So, well, tell him I'll read your missive that you sent me in a few minutes. Y'all, no, anyway, one of you is a baker out there, because y'all, because, you know, this is, I found something in the P.O. box. P.O. box! But y'all, there was something from, y'all, it's from New York, New York. So nice they named it twice. Y'all, it is from the Caveman Bakery. And, y'all, I think, and I may be wrong, but I think this may be an exiting of the birth canal gift at. But y'all, I don't know who sent it to me, because I'm not gonna open it, because I don't wanna open up exiting of the birth canal goodies ahead of time. But y'all, if you sent that to Big Fatty, just send me an e-letter saying, "Yes, Big Fatty, that is for that," or "No, Big Fatty, please go ahead and open it." So I'll wait to hear from the sender. Y'all, are you watching the Olympics? Yes, Big Fatty, we're watching them. And y'all, I have to say, and I know I've already talked about the opening ceremonies, but y'all, I have to say, I'm a little upset with the national broad. Oh, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute, because y'all, I feel like a gas machine. But anyway, y'all. I'm a little upset with the National Broadcasting Company, because y'all, I was watching the Parade of Nations, and y'all, they must have cut away when the Faroe Islands contingent marched into the stadium. Y'all, because I did not see it. No, Big Freddy, no, there were no marching beavers. So, yeah, I'm very upset about that. And y'all, I'm not sure when the Olympic cannon or whale flensing is, but y'all, I will be there. I will be there to observe it. And y'all, sure enough, Miss Beaver was at St. Olaf's Day celebrations, y'all, and I believe she may still be drunk. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, I believe that she... Big Fatty, please. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got a couple of more updates for you from the State of the Station little show on Monday night, y'all, that I just didn't get to. Y'all, there are a couple of events that are being planned if you're coming to the Las Vegas. Y'all, that Joey Bukkake is in charge of events, and y'all, if you are interested in attending these, you need to send an e-letter immediately. It needs to be this week, y'all, to Joey at pride48live.com. And y'all, the first event is going to be for that Cirque du Soleil. That's that Mexican Tumblers. Y'all, they're doing the Zumanity show at the New York, New York, so nice they named it twice, resort on Sunday evening. And y'all, he's trying to get a group together, and I believe if there's a large enough group, then the tickets will be about $65 for that. And then on Thursday night, if you're coming in late or coming in early, Thursday night, there's going to be a dinner at the Excalibur with the Tournament of Knights. No, I'm sorry, the Tournament of Kings. And that includes your dinner and the show for $65. So, y'all, if you're interested in that, you don't have to worry about the money right this second. But, y'all, you need to let Joey Bukkake know that you're coming. Y'all, I believe that our count of attendees coming to Pride 48 in September is, y'all, I believe we're up to 52. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Peter G from over there at the Lotzel. And y'all, so today I'm going to open, can you hear that, huh? I'm going to open up his census and read it to you. This is from that Peter G out there in the Bay Area. And y'all, he says that he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. He's been listening to the BFO since episode 10. Y'all, I don't know what was wrong with the first 9. How long is that? Oh, dear Gussie, don't remind me. Do you know how to unsubscribe? I have no need to unsubscribe. When did you exit the birth canal? April the 18th, 1962. How much bacon do you eat each month? 3 crispy strips per week. Big fatty, he doesn't eat enough. What is your favorite BFO episode? And y'all, it's Cosmo Filibration. Yes, Big Fatty. What's your favorite BFO segment? Big Fatty, that question just sounds vulgar. The General Caller update. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? He says more episodes of The Gays. Have you ever called 206-337-1438? Yes, and will again. Have you visited the surface of the sun? Yes, but the stench was too overwhelming. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? Yes, Big Freddy, who knew? And describe the last time you shot your pants. I'll let you do all that for me. I'll let you do all that for me. Big Freddy, he's as vulgar as you. Can you hear those? Can you hear those? Y'all, I got two, I say, two receipts, because y'all, I forgot to read the coupon from last week. Y'all, they had the BP, Big Fatty, please, gas cart. No, they didn't. Did they? No, I guess they didn't. Big Fatty, you're just confused. Y'all, last week I bought... Y'all, you know that chicken cordon bleu without the breading on it? Y'all, I got some of those again. Those are just real good. And a Caesar salad kit. And y'all, that was real good for a change. And y'all, got some more cabbage. And y'all, let me just tell you, Big Fatty's been farting it up here in the Fat Cave between cabbage and fresh broccoli. And y'all, on Wednesday, on hump day, I had 2 pieces of fried chicken bazooms. And y'all, let me just tell you, when you haven't had fried food that much, y'all, you turn into a poop machine. Big Fatty, please, a poop machine. And anyway, so but y'all, this week I went on hump day, and y'all, I got me some more salad. I got a couple of bananas. Y'all, I got some ingredients to my. You know, Wednesday was the Chick-fil Appreciation Day, and y'all, since we don't appreciate them, Big Fatty has got a recipe to make my own nuggets at home, y'all. And y'all, I've been looking around for it, and Larry Clough found it for me. Y'all, you start off with 1/2 pound of boneless chicken bazooms, 1/4 cup of pickle juice, and you're gonna let that marinate in there for about an hour. Y'all, then you got 1 cup of flour, 1 cup. Oh, excuse me, 1 tablespoon of sugar. Y'all, I'll be using the almond flour and the coconut palm sugar. 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of the garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of the celery salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of the dried basil, and 1/4 cup of milk. I'll use the unflavored almond milk, 1 egg, and 2 tablespoons of butter. And y'all, you're going to mix everything together except for the butter. You mix all the dry ingredients together, put the butter on the bottom of the pan, and you dip the chicken after it's marinated into the egg and milk mixture, and then dredge it through the flour and seasoning and put it on that buttered pan. And y'all, you make your own nuggets. So, Big Fatty, that just sounds delicious.
You're hamming it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat and sin, and oh. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, darling. At the tone. 48 days from Pride 48 weekend, Las Vegas! Yes! Oh! Can't wait to see you there. Kisses. Mwah. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is the one and only Donna Sugars from the Big Silly Homo. And y'all, you know, Donna Sugars and Big Fatty, we are the co-hosts of the Pink Carpet. A little show, Pride 48 weekend. That'll begin at 7 p.m. In the evening on the Friday, the 14th. The 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern. That'll be 4 p.m. Pacific, y'all. So anyway, join Donna Sugars and I. Yes, Big Fatty, you two make quite a team.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Calvin from Howdy Doody. I'm at the Dory Alleys and I've seen some things that made me think of you. First is it looks like someone shat in a corner. And the second is I was by the beverage station and it said, I have just one beer when you could double fist. Anyway, you're fat.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Calvin of Calvin and JR from the Howdy Do Pancakes. Y'all, I think he forgot the name of his own little show. But y'all, it was the big horror weekend a couple of weekends ago, and I believe that Gravitas was out there also. But y'all, I had asked Calvin to call into the BFO and give us a report, and y'all, evidently, you know, the people shatting all over the place, and Big Fatty, that's just vulgar. But anyway, Calvin, thank you so much. And y'all, normally I receive some very vulgar pictures from Logan out there in the San Francisco that shows plenty about the Dory Alley and makes Big Fatty want to touch himself inappropriately and go out there for a visit. But hadn't heard from Logan in a while, y'all. Hadn't heard month of Sundays, I hadn't heard from him. So, anyway, Calvin, I hope JR was with you, and if not, I hope you had a good time without him, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, our final call today is also from California, y'all. It is unbelievable, but we've had three calls today from California. Yes, Big Fatty.
So, up front, I just want to say I apologize for the lateness of this call, but this is my answer, my response to the BFO census.
Aww, you know what that means, Glovies. Well, y'all, our time is over for today, so y'all, we will have to continue this later on. Oh dear, Garcia, we'll have to do this later, Vonzi. But anyway, y'all, I hope you've had a lovely truth of August. And y'all, it's just lovely. Y'all, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but you know, there's a BFO census ringtone. For all of you that participated in the BFO census, y'all just let Big Fatty know if you would like to have a copy, and y'all, I'll shoot it out to you. Big Fatty, don't say shoot it out. But anyway, y'all have a lovely day, and we'll be back here tomorrow for Friday.
He's like 144 pounds.
You know, it's up. It's more than that now.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meee! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.